Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte with us. When can we look at the 401k again, Paul?
I think you can probably be looking at it now and maybe taking a look at making some changes to the portfolios. And that's one of the things with 401ks that a lot of people do is, you know, I got started in my job 5 years ago, signed up for the 401k. I put my 5-6% in and haven't touched it, haven't looked at it since. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of people make, because it does wind up being a very substantial part of your overall portfolio over time. And you want to take a look at it on a regular basis just to make sure that you're doing the right things in the portfolio, as well as contributing more money to it as you go through time. So as you get raises, you should be adding a little bit more to your 401k.
Yeah, good idea. Were you surprised at this story about the survey showing Americans' financial health reaching its highest level in nearly a decade last year? 8 in 10 adults said they were either doing okay or living comfortably when it came to their finances in 2021. This was an annual Fed survey. Highest proportion to say that since the survey began in 2013.
No, not a surprise. Actually, it's part of the reason why we have the inflation that we have. And I think a lot of that has come from the government largesse that we've seen since the pandemic. If you talk to a lot of bankers, the average balance of bank accounts is substantially higher than it was pre-pandemic. And we're seeing that spending showing up in all kinds of areas, whether it's travel, restaurants. You know, a year ago, we were buying stuff. So that's, I think, part of the reason that the Fed is concerned is that people at this point are pretty flush with money and spending it.
When are we going to get 2 days in a row where the stock market is up?
We might actually see it today if you're focused more on the Dow or the S&P 500. NASDAQ is hurting. Technology stocks took it on the chin after hours when Snap reported very poor earnings after 2 months ago saying they were going to actually do pretty well this quarter. But again, the value stocks, the large cap value, small cap value, and even some of the emerging markets are doing better at this point. We're starting to see at least a little bit of a bottoming process, but I think it's probably short term at this point. I don't think this is the bottom, but I think at least it's giving us a little bit of a respite here.
You wrote on your blog that Friday's rally back to break even from over a 1% drop during that day could be a short-term signal for the start of a few good weeks. We need you to elaborate on that. We need some good news.
Well, after getting beat up for 8 weeks on all the bad news that I've been bringing, I think after 8 weeks of down market, and a market that's been down 20% this year with really not much of a rally outside of March, the market has kind of set itself up for at least an what I would call an exhaustion rally. I think the sellers are getting tired and the markets are setting themselves up for at least a little bit of a rally here. And we saw that yesterday. It was buying across the board. We're seeing a little bit of it this morning. The futures were down a lot more earlier and they're starting to make a comeback. So I think over the next week or two, at least, we could see some better numbers. Powell talks today, and he may start to indicate a little more softness in the rate hiking cycle than the 50 basis points forever.
You think we're, what, halfway through the bear market?
Probably so from a timing perspective. Normally they last about 9 months or so. We're about 5 months in. Normal decline is about a third of 33%. We're down about 20. So we may have about another 10-15% to go. And I think that would line up with what normally happens during a midterm election cycle. The markets tend to bottom in the mid to late summer ahead of the election.
Didn't you feel better seeing that Wall Street Journal headline today? The 50 richest people have lost a combined $563 billion this year.
That makes me happy. I'm not one of the on that list. That and my invitation to Davos must have got lost in the mail again this year. So
keep looking.
I'm there.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, Paul. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.